Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Welcome to America Yukaida. I'm Kay.
And I'm Joe.
本日は、この日本人の留学生のヒロ君とアメリカ人のメリーナちゃんがバーホッピング、飲み屋をはしごするという行為についてお話をしています。イエーイ!
Yeah, all of our listeners are probably bar hopping experts, right?
Yeah, including me.
Yeah, it's kind of like going to Nijikai, right?
Yeah, bar hopping.
Going from one place to another.
Mm-hmm. And Joe, can you tell us about bar hoppings?
Sure, For college students, it's very important. You know, in Japan, there's izakayas, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
But in America, even more. There's a lot more variety.
Uh-huh.
For example, different types of bars. For example, there are sports bars with big TV screens like that. Of course, in Tokyo, there are sports bars. But in small towns in Japan, not so many sports bars, I think.
ライブビューイングとかしてくれるとこですね。
That's right. And there are lots of different types of bars besides that, too. There are a lot of bars with live music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Small groups, and it's usually to go in, it's free. No charge for going in like that. And there's ethnic bars, for example, Irish pubs Polish music in some bars like that. And some bars with oldies themes like that. And, of course, there's some traditional bars, too, that you see on American movies like that. And the interesting thing about traditional bars is that usually there are games inside.
Okay.
For example, billiards or throwing darts like that. So they have different types of games inside a lot of bars like that. Another good thing about these bars in America and bar hopping is that the food is pretty good. Usually there's always food in the bars, so you don't just drink. You can have like hamburgers or pizzas or snacks like that. And as far as the drinks go, the alcohol, one kind of thing that's kind of unique is that pitchers of beer, especially college students, they almost always have pitchers of beer.
Yep, yep.
And it's very cheap, too. It's cheap beer.
Mm-hmm.
Because in America, the beer taxes are not so high. In Japan, the beer...
It's really high.
Right. The beer taxes are high. And so you can drink lots of beer
for not much money.
But besides beer, try to drink other things, too. For example, one thing I recommend is rum. It's very good. Rum. Try that. Yeah. Another interesting thing about the bars in America and bar hopping is that you can often talk to the bartender. Usually he or she is a very friendly person.
Yes.
And they like to talk with the customers. So really try to talk with a bartender.
Mm-hmm.
And another person you can talk with very easily, they're called bouncers. It's this kind of strong guy, probably by the door, who's kind of protecting the place.
警備員的な人たちのことですね。
That's right. In English, they're called bouncers.
Bouncers.
Right, and they're usually these guys with big muscles, and they like to talk to the customers too, so try to talk to them. American students in college especially like to go bar hopping. They'll go to two or three usually per day.
Per night. Maybe once a week is okay.
It depends on the student, right?
じゃあ今日のダイアログ行ってみましょう。まずメリーナちゃんが、今日は金曜日で私週末仕事ないんだよねというふうに言ってます。To have off でお休みということです。
Yeah, it's a very good word. You can use it all the time. For example, I have...This Saturday off.
Mm-hmm.
That means there's no work, no studying this Saturday like that. Or we have next Monday off. It's a special holiday like that. Try not to say a holiday or something. Try to say we have the day off like that.
Okay. つまりこれが何を意味しているのかというと、バーをはしごできるということだというふうに言ってます。明日ね、slept over できますからね。で、メリーナちゃんはここで、リナは何の理由もなく、世界で最大の小さい町って呼ばれてるわけじゃないのよっていうふうに言ってます。What is she saying here, Joe?
She's saying that Reno isn't called the biggest little city in the world for no reason.
この to not be called 何々 for no reason は結構このセットになってる表現ですね。
Right, to give an example, Saijo in Hiroshima is kind of famous for sake, right? Saijo is not called a sake mecca for no reason.
Mecca はこう聖地とかすごい有名なもう酒といえばここみたいなそういう意味ですね。
Right, Saijo is not called a sake mecca for no reason. That means The sake is really good. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why they call it a sake mecca, mm-hmm. right? To give another example, sharks are not called dangerous for no reason. Mm. That means they really are dangerous,
yes, yes,
right?
Yes.
Sharks are not called dangerous for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And to give one more example, you could say, for example, Mazda cars
okay.
are not called good for no reason.
Mm.
That means they really are good.
Uh-huh.
Right? Mazda cars, notice the pronunciation, Mazda.
Mazda, Mazda.
Right? Mazda cars are not called good for no reason.
Uh-huh.
And in our dialogue today, they say that Reno isn't called the biggest little city in the world for no reason.
And does that mean, like, Reno is a good place for partying?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's a small city, a little city,
mm-hmm.
It's still very big kind
yes.
of for partying like that.
Yay.
Hey, everybody likes that.
Party in the USA.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
で、そこ、最初にどこに行こうかっていうふうにメリーナちゃんお話ししています。テグニックは私がリノで初めて行ったバーなんだけど、いろりがあるのよというふうに言ってます。Fire pit って、こう、炉とかいろりという意味ですね。
Right, notice the name of this bar, Picnic.
Picnic.
Right, to be a pig means to eat a lot of food, mm-hmm. right? And a picnic
yes.
is a nice place to eat food, mm-hmm. right? So it's kind of a little joke here.
Okay.
Picnic.
Okay. Daijare like that. Desu ne.
That's right. And it has a fire pit, which means kind of a fire in the
yeah,
middle.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. yeah.
Robata-teki.
Right, right.
で、次に、ディポーもいいわね、と言ってます。このディポーっていうのは、駅とか停留所っていう意味なんですけど、古い言い方ですね。
Right. They went to the train depot,、
mm.
like that. Especially in Britain, I think they still say this.
Oh, really?
Right. A depot is a train station.
で、ここはこの建物が昔の駅を使ってるから、こういう名前なんでしょうね、多分。
Hmm.
で、次は、この、St. James 診療所もあるよね、というふうに言ってます。じゃあ、how do you say 診療所 in English?
Infirmary.
Infirmary.
Right. So this is also kind of a joke.、
Mm-hmm.
You know, an infirmary is a place for sick people.
Yes, yes.
It can be like a small room、
mm-hmm.
in a school.
保健室とか。
Right. The student went to the infirmary like、
mm-hmm.
that. Or it can be even a big hospital.、
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, here it's the name of a bar.、
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a joke. St. James Infirmary. A place for sick people. Right. So they do that sometimes.、
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Sick、mm-hmm. people.
Right.
で、メリーナちゃんいろいろ考えた結果、最初に行くところを決めたようです。まずはシンプルにシエラに行きましょうというふうに言ってます。このシエラっていうのはこのネバダにある山脈の名前ですね。
Right, and the pronunciation in English is called Sierra.
Sierra.
Right, the Sierra Mountains are very、famous and very high、
mm-hmm.
mountains,、
mm-hmm.
a mountain range、
mm-hmm.
in、not only Nevada, but also California like、
mm-hmm.
that.And the only time in our whole series that they talk about the Sierra beautiful、
yeah.
mountains is the name of this bar here、
uh-huh.
called the Sierra、
yeah.
Tap House.
So sorry about that, please. I'm sorry, listeners.
Okay.
それではまずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてポーズのところで大きな声でシャドーイングをしてみてください。その後ナチュラルなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
Heck yeah!It's Friday night, and I finally have the weekend off at work. And you know what that means?
I don't know what that means.
Hiro, it means thatWe can go bar hopping all weekend. Reno isn't called the biggest little city in the world for no reason.
I still don't understand the slogan.But I do understand bar hopping.
Yeah! Now, where should we go first? Picnic is the first bar I ever went to in Reno. and it has a fire pit. But Deepo is cool too. It used to be an old train station. And of course, there's St. James Infirmary. They do jazz nights sometimes.
Slow down, Melina. I'm here for ear.
Yeah, but I don't normally have weekends off. And I don't like to drink on school nights. Oh, let's just start simple and go to Sierra Tap House. It's right on the Truckee, the river that flows through Reno.
Okay, sounds good.
Heck yeah! It's Friday night and I finally have the weekend off at work. And you know what that means?
I don't know what that means.
Hiro, it means that we can go bar hopping all weekend. Reno isn't called the biggest little city in the world for no reason.
I still don't understand that slogan, but I do understand bar hopping.
Yeah, now, where should we go first? Picnic is the first bar I ever went to in Reno, and it has a fire pit. But Depot is cool too. It used to be an old train station. And of course, there's St. James Infirmary. They do jazz nights sometimes.
Slow down, Melina. I'm here for a year.
Yeah, but I don't normally have weekends off. And I don't like to drink on school nights. Oh, let's just start simple and go to Sierra Tap House. It's right on the Truckee, the river that flows through Reno.
Okay, sounds good.
今日は酒を飲みまくるというトピックだったんですけど、別に酒屋さん以外にもいいところはいっぱいあるのにあると思うので、皆さんこれだけがネバダの全てではありません。次回は実際にこの2人がバーに行くところをお届けしたいと思います。
Yeah, let's see if Melina and Hiro can survive the drinking.
And we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.